What's going on, my Island FM family? You're locked into the Big Up Yourself and Admonin show with me, your girl Zoe. And I am not alone. I have someone really special on the line with me, and that is Mr. Romaine Virgo. Romaine, how are you this morning?
What's up, my singer? My chant. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here on Island FM. We love your music here in the Cayman Islands, and you already know this.
Thank you so much, Zosha. It's a blessing, man. Real blessing.
So let's catch up. The last time we saw each other was March 2020.
Yeah, last show we did together, no?
Right, it was in Montserrat, or it was supposed to be in Montserrat. It didn't happen. Now, with the pandemic still raging on, especially with the effect it's had on the entertainment industry worldwide, how has life changed for you since?
I would say, you know, musically, it kind of feel like a drastic change, you know, because we are used to, you know, going on the road and performing, and not only is that all we are promoting whatever we're promoting in the moment, but also how we earn to take care of ourselves and our family, you know, so it would affect those areas tremendously, you know, but the mere fact that I am alive, I'm breathing, there's hope for tomorrow, you know, I mean, just give thanks and try to live within that moment.
So I see that you've added YouTuber extraordinaire to your list of credentials. We love seeing your family. When you do resume tour life, will you be vlogging those moments as well?
To be honest with you, that was always the plan from start. It wasn't about, you know, trying to do a family vlog in the initial stages. I think, you know, making videos on the road, it was always to show a little bit more, and that is something that I've even seen you done before, you know, trying to show a little bit more of the culture everywhere you go, because sometimes as artists, what we show mostly is us, you know, singing the songs and stage and the crowd going wild. But I feel like there's so much more to other countries and other cultures out there that people around the world should see and know.
You know, yeah. Well, we love seeing the family content. It really does raise our sights and our emotions and our feelings. Like, it gives us something positive to look forward to in the midst of everything that's happening. All right, so it's no secret you've always been consistent with your content, from your vlogs to your singles, your visualizers, music videos, and now we have your latest release, Beautiful to Me. They just keep coming and they just keep getting better, and a lot of upcoming musicians and artists admire this. What inspires that drive?
I love music, Zosha. I really and truly love it to my heart, you know, and whenever inspiration comes, I want it to come from the purest place. You know, there have been times where I write music or I create, and it's not from a point of, you know, like, as I say, a pure place, meaning it is just doing it because I can do this, you know. But whenever it comes, you know, in a form like a song like this, Beautiful to Me, or if I should mention other songs like Dutchy Man or Woofies It Knows It, or some of my earlier songs, you know, it gives me the strength to even work at it harder, you know, because it's coming from a real place. And, you know, with the support system that I have behind me, you know, it's not a big team, and it's not a team that is well experienced, as you would know, people like Nico, you know, people like Vikings who have been there. You know, when you have people like those who continue to push you until you just continue to stay in the lane and continue to work hard, you know, definitely these are things that keep us going, you know. And you mentioned musicians and artists around the world who continue to show the love and the support. You know, there's not much more for me to do than to just, you know, continue doing what I'm doing. You know, so I'm just staying positive and staying optimistic. Tired to use that word.
No, man, it's a good word. And people need to hear it. A lot of people have lost that drive and that optimism, so it's good. They need to hear it and register it back. So my last question for you is, like, how things are picking up slowly but surely within the industry now, what can fans expect from you in the near future? Will we see you in Cayman again soon?
Oh gosh, Zosha. Cayman, I feel like Cayman would have been one of the first places from my list right now.
It could be, right?
Me, I tell you, look how close we are. But as I say, it's like the last time I was in Cayman, it reminded me of how much, or the reason why I never forget the first time I visited the island. It's such a beautiful place, such a place that you can go, you can go yourself. And that is something I'm really and truly looking forward to. Even not to perform, but just for the experience once more. It's a beautiful place, beautiful people, you know, rich culture. as we all know, and so close to home, you know. So, you know, I don't mind. Definitely.
Let's see what we can make happen. Let's see what we can make happen. Our borders are slowly but surely reopening, like maybe in a few months. So, fingers crossed. All right. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you this morning, Romain. Thank you for sharing this moment, not just with me, but with our listeners here at Island FM. We love, love, love you. We love you gone to bed. We support you. We love you here, and we're looking forward to more great music from you, and of course for a live performance sometime soon. Universe, work with us.
Thank you so much, Josha. Thank you so much. So yeah, I can't wait to hear more music from you as well. You know, we love your talent, we love your music.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming.
And we can't wait.
Thank you so much again. And as we say here on the Big Up Yourself Another Morning Show, never you forget to big up yourself.
Big up.